Zefanish Basavi Mori Yaakov bin Yisrael Pilchas, the Zefanish Daniel Shane of Yeshua followed. Okay, good morning everybody. Sorry for the delay. We have started Chazara yesterday, and we did the first 11 questions. So now we're up to question 12 on page 2 of the Chazar sheet. Tein divrei hachasam sova b'yashitas b'had. Mechloz Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi v'shitasam. Okay, so... So there's some sulfur in the tshuva here. Has a tshuva regarding here on page 14. Has a tshuva regarding the shayla of ochel v'holech, you know, machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bahag. So the Chasam Sofer says there are three shitas. Echad shitas Rambam. The first shita is the shita of the Rambam. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can allow to eat ad shetechshech. The mutul haskel makol. The mutul haskel makol ayin sham erev Shabbos v'yontif kipashu the sukkah. We call Mokom Suda Osir. So that was how we saw the Magid Mishnah learn Pshat. That the Rabbi Yossi only let to eat Achetechshach if it's not a real Suda. But if a real Suda, and that's Pshat Mitzvah Limana. That was Rabbi Meir Kesselman's question from yesterday. Where does it come from, Mitzvah Limana? So he wants to say, because Rav Yossi only permitted a snack till Shkia, but not a real meal. Which to me was not the simple pshat in the Gemara. And that's why I'd rather learn the Rambam that he permitted even a meal. Just the Mitzvah Limana is a separate thing. But he's saying that the Rambam paskins like Rav Yossi, but Kviyash Sud is Osher. And he thinks that that comes from the Bahag. The Sfirle also the Haskel Hanya Bekviya Suda. Follow Amar Rabbi Yossi Mischil Lo Yafsik. So that's the Val Halachas Gedolos. That says that you can't have a Kviya Suda. So that was the first pshat. The second shita is shitas of halachas gedolos v'amuvin haposhesh also laskal klal. In other words, the other pshat is that no, you can't. In other words, so the first pshat is that you can't have a kviya suda, but if you had a kviya suda, you don't have to be mafsik. The second shot is the halachas gedolos that you can't. If you move on a poshesh, also laskal klal that you can't. The lo kaimel like Rabbi Yossi. We don't paskel like Rabbi Yossi. That is, you can't start at all. That we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, the halachas gedolos holds. She also laskel klal. What do you mean klal? Even not a suda. You can't be mafsik. And he says that the Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi all the shitosom, because the Magen Avraham says that if a person stops eating, say he benches. So then, sort of, his stomach, so to speak, closes up. Whereas once you're in the routine of eating, then you can keep going. Once you stopped, then, like, the stomach closes up. So Rabbi Huda is latame, because Rabbi Huda's sheet is, See, there's a machlokas about starting to eat, but there's also machlokas whether you can continue eating past Shkia. So Rabbi Yehuda holds mafsikin l'shabosos, that once Shabbos starts, you can't continue eating. Mafsikin l'shabosos. To be eating the tesei suda l'ikara d'shabata. Imkein ein maschilin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to stop, so then you can't start. Because since you have to stop, in other words, if you're going to start the meal late, and then you're going to, and Rabbi Huda says you have to stop once Shabbos comes, so then you're going to lose your teyavon. Because once you stop, your stomach closes up, so to speak. So Rabbi Huda l'shitaso, who holds mafsikin l'shabosos, he holds that you also can't start. He says that you don't have to stop. So then you could even start. So he wants to say that he's saying here from the Halachas Gedolos that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to stop, so therefore you can't start. And Rabbi Yossi says that you could start because you don't have to stop. Since you don't have to start, you don't have to stop, then you can even start. So that's what he's saying in the Baal Halachas Gedolos. He's saying this idea. There's a fascinating idea that if you hold you have to stop, then you can't even start, because then you lose your teyavon because you stopped. And if you hold that you don't have to stop, then you can even start. Kachay as far as halachas gedolos b'das Rav Yosi. Usvirle halachas gedolos to lemay the kaimel and kishmuel, but we pass that like Shmuel, the poros mapa mekadesh. Sarach uvarach avkei birkas amotzi, itam shekasav rosham, darin nesol omelechol kodim kiddush, avlein mamash kisivak yodim elechol listam as demuchum, meile ein halach k'Rav Yosi. Kaschala. Do you know me lo omar el mishum de einu tzorech lahafsik? So the wee paskin poros makam of mekadesh. That means that if you're eating a meal before Shabbos, once Shabbos comes, you have to stop and make kiddush. So that's the idea that is used. According to Lachas Gedolos, the Ma'ida Kaimel Kishmul, the Paras Mapukadesh, so he's saying that's the Pshad in the Halachas Gedolos, because the Halachas Gedolos says we don't paskil like Rav Yossi. Behaschola. In other words, the Rambam says we do paskil like Rav Yossi, but maybe only Lagabe snack, not Lagabe. The Halachas Gedolos says we don't paskil like Rav Yossi, but you can't start, because since you have to stop, because we hold like Shmuel. In other words, Rabbi Yossi permitted it because he holds you don't have to stop, so you can even start. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop, so you can't start. But halach we paskin like Shmuel that you have to stop, so then we can't follow Rabbi Yossi that you could start. Because Shmuel, in other words, one shita says once Shkia comes you have to stop. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says you can continue past Shkia if you started before Shkia. And Shmuel meanings and you have to make Birkas Hamazon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says you can continue eating and make Birkas Hamazon later. Shmuel says you don't make Birkas Hamazon Parsh ma bukadish shtaf levarach, but you have to stop, make a new hamotzi. So then, and then you could, you know, you make a kiddush and a new hamotzi. So memela, that's like stopping. So therefore, you can't start. And the third shita. So that's a fascinating shita of the Bahag, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because we only paskin like Rabbi Yossi if we could hold that he could continue. Because Rabbi Yossi only said it because he's l'shitaso, right? But if you hold like Shmuel, that paras machbum kadesh, you know, then you have to stop. So Mamela, that's the halachas gedolos shita, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi the gabe starting, because we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel that you have to stop, so you can't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And the third shita is the shita of the Ran, that it's mincha, that we paskin mincha gedola. Right, that we discussed yesterday. So that's the so tein divrei hachasam sov bir shitas habahag machlokas of Yehuda Rav Yossi sheim l'shitasam. So that's what we just said. Okay, that was question 12. Question 13. Tein shitas hamogen Avram be'inyan Yisra achila korem hasuda. Okay, so the mogen Avram has a famous shita in Sifkot and Vos, in the integration of Tess. That's so what is his shita? So his shita is, let's say, is it on this page here? This is about the Krimzlach. The way the Mogen Avraham says it over is that even though there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that he can eat the meal on Friday, can start a meal on Friday, late afternoon, that's only because he started before this month. But once the Zman started, then even Rav Yossi's moda. In other words, you could start a meal Friday afternoon, but what about Shabbos morning before the meal? Could you eat before the Suda? So Mogen Avraham says that no, you're not allowed to eat. Like, basically Mogen Avraham is saying you can't go to a Kiddush before the meal. That's what every kiddush is. It's always before the meal. It's Reish Rim Tess. Let's see it inside. It's in packet bays, actually, this Mogen Avraham. Yeah, from page 7. With the arrows, he says, Chosavor Zarua, Mitzvah Lechol Suda Shabbos L'Teyavim. Meachati Ike Suda Hu Lechem Osu Lechol Grimzul B'Shabbos, Kodem HaSuda. Shem Dulo Ochol Ike Suda Shabbos L'Teyavim. Who was it with Tamei? It's really those who lachol lachem mincha v'erev Shabbos. But the others who came on muda lachol lachem mincha, shemem neishen so lachol lachol tev. When came muda lachol grimzo, lachol berach, lachol chachem, yeah. Mitzvah lachol suda Shabbos l'teyavah. Miachas ichen suda hu lachem gomra rechol grimzo b'shabes karma suda mishum dolo ochel ichen suda shabes l'teyoba kozo talen tzvili dosu lachol lachem mincha v'erv shabes. Well, we've done the chayim on the muda lachol lachem mincha shman nein shon lachol l'teyoba ke muda lachol grimzo. So he says here that so ochel lachol grimzo b'shabes karma suda. So that's the Magen Avraham Tzchiddush, that even though we paskin that, like maybe we paskin like Rav Yossi, but that's only kodem d'zman. But once the zman started, you can't have the suda. You can't eat cook cake and cookies before the meal, because you're taking away the teyovan of the meal. So that's a big chiddush, that Magen Avraham. So basically, according to Magen Avraham, you can't eat, you can't go to a kiddush, because you can go to a kiddush, you can eat, and that's gonna. We paskin that ochel v'holech, so it doesn't matter, because that's only before this month.
The
Chayach
of Magen Avraham would only say his din by Friday night, not by Shabbos day.
And 1 second, Yehuda, on page 21. He says, "Because of the Ahav Aron Kamal Rach Suda shall pass." In second, on page 22, Mitzel Limana Kol Erev Shabbos Avol Below Shalom Bekvias Suda Ain Kana Feel Mitzel Limana. Right. In other words, normally we say Mitzel Limana. That's only in by Suda's pass. But here, even because that's because it's called in this Shigias Mansuda. Avol Shigias Mansuda Kol Kigim Alav Tasef Shabbos. Yoshev Lissot Suda Sabbath, I'm Mitzel Limon, and a Kiddush La Suda, Shopash, Shabbo, Yotzi, Idei Chavos, Shalyochum Zonos, Kodam Arichas Suda. He says, it's no different than Mitzel Limon, Beshe Yatav Vachilo, Kimoke and Achilo, Zvon Keilo, Hafil Blo Suda, Kol Shalchum, Samuch Lusuda, Pashu, Kol Echol, Zaz Pas Latiyam, and Suda Shabbat, Rein Yotzi, Mil Pas, Mil Minim Zonos. And he says, "I am Shulchanor Hatani." The Chosan Nafkud Ladin Gam Baboker. So Kaddish for Ochel, the Zonos for Kukul Kodem Suda. So Zeloy Ochel Suda Pas Latei Olan. So No Lachem Kodem Lachila Hasuda. So Pasha by Inkay Ikes Suda Shabbos. He says to look in the Kuntra Sachron. 1 second. Here's the Kuntra Sachron. We have it here. 1 second. Which Kuntra Sachron is it? It says Kuntra Sachron Sif Cotton Gimel. Is that in the packet here? Reishman Tes Sif Cotton Gimel. In the Kuntra Sachron. But that's not in this.
I think it wasn't in the packet.
No, it wasn't in the packet. Was it in the other packet? Okay, 1 second. Let's see if it's in this packet. Page from test. 1 second. Oh. On page 24 in packet 1, packet Aleph, it says, "He told me about Yom HaLachet Kiddush." Is that talking? Okay. Now, what do you want to say, Yehuda? Maybe.
Is it trying to say that the Magen Avraham would only say this by Friday night? Because that's when Chazal made this mitzvah limana.
Uh huh. 1 second. Shabbos.
I mean, so that's the. But then he says, "Who also would tell me this really is also lechol of a mechol of shabbos? How will it be done? Can the wood lechol?" Okay. Okay, that's the see, but the problem is that they raise is if you look at the Ozerua itself, he says on page 18 it says Vidati Masha Chamuta Lechol Grimzel called him Shaykh Lechem, Babu Shigar Sud Sabul Lechem, because we pass the like Rav Yossi. Shemutu Lahaskim Lechol Afil Lachatesh Shal. So Kavi Lanami Kavashem Afsikin. Shmamina Tilobinu Likaris of Shabashu Taiva. So the Pashup Shad, the Ozerua, doesn't hold from this. That's the Magen Avraham himself is saying. The Ozerua holds that Grimzel's Mutter, because we pass like Rav Yossi. In other words, we don't make this distinction that is a difference between Kodem, Bimodyom versus once the Zman HaMitzvah is there. Because we pass like Rav Yossi, you don't need Likanish L'Shabbos Shutava. So Mamela, you could. So it says, Chen Nimsa Kosa B'Shuvah Zerav Shabbos Lacha Shekidah Shal Yayin Yimavim Grimzel. They would bring the Grimzel, Vayim Uvrachim Aleim, Vayim Unim Zonas. They would do it to be Mashlim Mea Brachas. So the Arzarua is Mashma that. There's a rule as much that it's okay. Okay, but the way the Magen Avraham says originally, it's a lechol. Okay, but that's there is a shita like that. But the parsha shot is like the Ozerua that it's okay. Then we discussed the Ramah about Israchil and Erev Yontif. Let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah says on page 4 of packet base, Ramah says, "Varsa lechol mincha l'mal b'erev yontif k'bo b'shabbos." Says you're not allowed to eat in a mincha l'mal. So what's the problem with the Ramah? He's saying, "Asu lechol mi minchol mal bar yontif." So that was the problem, that he uses the lashon asur. But we hold the Rambam says it's, we pass in the Shabbos that it's mutter. It's just mitzvah limana, right? And that was the question that the Prima Gadim, I think Rav Grumman pointed out, Prima Gadim raises. Here's the Prima Gordon, Mishpato Zohar, Reishmem Tess. Fifth cotton base. On page 8, on packet base. He says, in order to do so, second, I don't see those lines, but that was the question that they asked. But Mehechi Tesi that Rav Gubin has in the Sefer. Why is the Rav Mor here all of a sudden write Osir? It's not Osir. It's just at worst it's Mitzvah Limana. So it's a funny lashon that the Rav Mor all of a sudden is so machmir here. But on Erev Yantiv he says Osir Lechol. Also, left on Mithil Mal, very Yantif. I don't know, it's Archean, right? Okay. Next. Take the rag and mark the but no girl of Lahani plus Mili Nachtu Balbai Mib Nukseya. Okay, that's already packed with Gimel. Right, the Gemara says in Gittin that there are three things that people lose their parnasa. And Mafki of Dayim Cherusa, they free their Eved, and the over Rashi says, Ivri, Avri Ba'ese, Lom Bamba Tavodu, not supposed to free an Eved. And that was one thing they would do, they were freeing their Eved Kanani. And the other thing they were doing was to Besai Nechsai B'Shabbos. They were looking at their fields on Shabbos to check to see if it needed anything. So that's also not proper. And then they were Kavyu Sudah Sayu, and they had a Suda B'Idan Bei Medrasha during the time of the when the Chacham was Dorish, and they were eating. So they shouldn't have done that. They're not coming to them. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shnei Mishpachos Hayu B'Shalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Chava Sudosa B'Shabbata. Achas Chava Sudosa B'Erev Shabbos. One was on Shabbos, one was on Erev Shabbos. Shteim Nechru. And two of those families were destroyed. Right. So then we discuss what is the Taz, and Sif Katan Aleph speaks about this. Let's see what the Taz says. Says the Taz. Losh of a Rambam Enu Kena El Arav Bal Ashulchanah Irabo Peir Shol Arav Magid. Zelosh on Rambam is filled also like Kabbalah Suda, page 3. Mishnah Erev Shabbos, Mikovet Shabbos. Mutar lechol lishnos asher techshach. Page where I'm writing the Melosh and Ravish, a Suda Mishnah ain't a knowing be Mosachol, also Lasso. Right, it's talking about a Suda that ain't a Regila, right? The first Suda Shanog, but Machol Mitzvah Limana, Shkova Menabda, Kind of Rabbi Yossi, the Machol Hoch, and Hand after Molokvi Suda. Right, that was the Ragla Magid. That the Rabbi Yossi was only talking about Balik Suda, Kvia Suda. For the first of the Mitzvah in Mana, I'm just going to read the Suda Mishta. It says Suda Mishta. So he says, after the Shari of Yosef Haskell, the Chayish Lufani Shul Toim, the Baruch Maha, the Shatech Shul Sarah will have seen because Shah, many of them before the Ram and Derek said, Shul Tchim, the Kamel of Yosef, also Chol Yom, but what about these families that we're eating? And the Teres also says, also Mishpacha Kavu Sudo Mishta, Kavu Atzvo Mishtos, Kedar Shasos, Kedar Shikras. Okay, Nenshu. He says that maybe that idea of Kavu Sudo Shrei Nagila is not just Stam Sudo Shrei Nagila. The Teres says that the Osir Mishpacha Kavu Suda Mishta, she Kavu Asma Mishtos Kedar Shasosim Derech Shikras. Okay, then she. Okay, Zohar Rambam also the Kavu Suda Mishta. So the key thing is the Rataz is saying it has to be where you drink wine. And King Yishkam, the Vokvias Afil Ochel Veshosa in Yisr. I feel the Kviya Suda Buta Koshal will cover Gam Lashtir. So he's saying a Chiddush here, that maybe this whole idea is only. What's the word? Also, about Suda Umishta. I mean, maybe this whole idea is. Whereas, when I was telling somebody I didn't want them to make a party. A lot of times, people in more parties, they don't serve wine. I mean, depends, you know. So maybe if there's no Mishta, then it's okay. Even a Suda Shreina Regila.
If you the Taz, then why is there ever an issue of all these? Why do we have to address all these like pinaben and weddings? And we could just say, just don't have alcoholic, have a non-alcoholic wedding.
That I'm in a bishul's woman. And second, I'm in a b'shachris. Well, I am McVeas. Nature. The day she used to talk, he vato Mishabas Lagamri. So, what we're afraid that he's going to get drunk and he's. Can be vatal from Shabbos. So in a chanami, in other words, I guess maybe it was common to have wine at these things, Yehuda.
Because
well,
we have an
Eitzah. Yeah. According to Taz, you have an Eitzah. Just don't have wine. And he's been dying from the Rambam. Suda Mishta. Then Beit Shadim will give a Kavu Sudasa Berev Shabbos, and now Kavu Sudasa and the And yeah. And then question 18, what are the Pshu Pshatim and Rashi? What's the Pshat and Rashi? He said, Erev Shabbos has two Pshatim, Leila Shabbos. One pshat is they have ain't kind of Shabbos, kind of covered Yom Kodim, covered Laila. So one pshat is they had a Suda Friday night. It wasn't about Kavu Sudas of Erev Shabbos. Rashi has the pshat, it means Friday night. So what's wrong with having Friday night? Because you're supposed to have the big meal on Shabbos day. Ain't kind of Shabbos, kind of covered Yom Kodim, covered Laila. And the other pshat is Erev Shabbos Kipshuto. Chaim Chol Yom Merov Oshav Alba'at Mir Ika Yisur Shikanashis L'Shabbos Shehu Saveh Bolo Taiva. So those are the two pshat. Kavus Udasu, what's the lashon? Erev Shabbos. So one pshat in Rashi is that it means Friday night, Erev Shabbos, or the other pshat means Erev Shabbos Kipshuto. Is it going to... Is it going off after 40 minutes? Ezra? So, what it says. Oh, we removed it. Well, so how do you get rid of that? Okay. So, those are two shots. Take the Ramag of Rabinian, Milish Lobesman, opinion of Ben Shalobesman, but again, Suda of Shabbos. So, the Magad of Ram has a chiluk between Milah Shel Obizmana and Pidyon HaBen Shel Obizmana. It says, Milah Shel Obizmana, you could have a meal, you could have it on Friday. Because since you didn't do it Bizman, so you have to do it right away, as soon as you can. But Pidyon HaBen is not like that. And we'll have to see Pidyon HaBen. Over Zmana also was so Erev Shabbos. In other words, once you, if you miss the Zman, then you're not allowed to do it on Friday by Pidyon HaBen. It's not like Mila. Well, the Mila, every second you have to do it if you didn't do it right away. Then question 20 is Tein Chidush Hataz Bein Kviyas Suda. So what were the two chidushim in the Tas? So we saw one chidush we said already, but it's only with a mishnah, only with. So, but what was the what was the other pshat? What was the other chiddush of the Taz? Like we said, one chiddush of the Taz was that's only a problem if it's a suda that was with a mishnah. But he claims here there was another chiddush in the Taz. What was the other chiddush? One second.
Does the saying on page 4 that afilu belok vios seuda mutar kol shelo kove. Oh, come to shti, okay. No. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So it says, if you don't have kviyas suda, then even if you're ochel v'shoseh, oh, that was the other chiddush. Because if you don't have it in the context of a meal, then even if you're eating and drinking, that's okay. And another one is afil b'kviyas suda mutar kol shelo kovei gam l'shtiyah. So those are the two chidushim. That even you can have shtiyah if it's not part of a kviyas suda, which is a chiddush because if you're not washing, but you can still get drunk from the shtiyah, and then that can mevatel the Shabbos also. So is he saying, well, you need shtiyah? Suda is not enough. You need shtiyah. And then he's saying, but if you don't have a suda, even shti is mutter. So, okay, those are the two chidushim. That if it's not a suda, even shti is okay, and if it is a suda, then you need shti.
He says there's even no mitzvah limana? From drinking alone, or that's what Be'alacha says is a mitzvah. I think the Mishaburah Be'alacha is a mitzvah limana.
In which case,
if someone getting drunk, let's say, I think that's Mishaburah's example. Someone getting drunk.
Yeah, let's see. Where's the Mishaburah? Let's take a look.
No.
The Mishaburah here.
The shrimp would pack it.
Pack it one, maybe.
Pack it what?
Maybe packet one.
Packet one?
Yeah, did we not see it yesterday?
Okay. You never see it enough, right? Mitzulimana. Yeah, he writes here. A few of Solomar, Columbia Block Vesir Clouds, Avadi Mutokolayom, a few Mitzulimano Gamukin Laker. A few Kriasu, the Kishi, even though Sir Sudo Rehovo, which are going to call, what's going on a dinner of Mitzulimana. Zechel Shlos Blik V'Yesuda is okay. Zechel Shlos Blik V'Yesuda, if you assume the Shiragel Babachol, call your mother. If you assume the Shiragel Babachol, call your mother. So he says, "Mishmar Zalomi by Malik V'Yesud Klal is Mutar Kol Hayom." I feel mitzvah limana gam keleka. Right, if it's out of Kviyasuda, but I feel the Kviyasuda, if it's not a big meal, like Mishmar Zalomi by Kol, Mutar Kol Hayom Meradin, I'm mitzvah limana. So Malik V'Yesuda is Mutar Kol Hayom. There's no mitzvah limana. But the Kriya Suda is a mitzvah limana. Okay. Okay.
Right, it might have been the Sharatin. It could be somewhere. He says. I think that it's getting drunk is mitzvah limana.
Okay. Okay, then we started from Packet Gimel with the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. I told you, Rav Naftali Beer told me that Rav Aaron Kotler said, just like when you learn Chosha Mishpat, you should look in the Ktzois, When you learn Rechaim, you should look into Tosefta Shabbos. So he says here, that we'll go over this again tomorrow, as a ship.
Rebbe, I found the Mishnah Berurah. It's
Where's the Mishnah Berurah?
It's Resh Mem Tes Sif Katan Yud Dalet, I think. Lechol Belishtais.
Yeah, one second. Maybe because they're in blue shorts, they call Tachar Baby named Mashka, she is so big, you go out and call Tachar as a machel. Because she already has a film, you pull up, they all like they should go to the shop. The gamma game, this will be one of his uncle. She shows them out. So he says, Rachel shows Belikvius of Sidsus. Rachel Vlishtos Belikvius is what they're saying, if you drink so much, you're going to have a problem. But that's the... So the Taz is a bit cooler, you're saying, Yehuda. That's a bit cooler, the Taz. Okay, and then... we'll start, tomorrow. We started discussing what the reason was for this halacha of the Suda Shana Regila. Right? And we started with the... Tosefta Shabbos. About what's included in the Suda Shana Rogel. We discussed that I made a parallel to the Yerushalmi in Brachas that maybe it's a lack of covered Shabbos, if you look at Rav Gutman, page 20, one idea is he's going to be Torah Mahokin Suda Gedola, and he's going to take away from covered Shabbos. So therefore, if you have someone else who could do it, to cover Shabbos, then it'd be mutter. And the other thing is that it's a zilzal for Shabbos. The zilzal, and I said maybe it's similar to like an onain that doesn't do mitzvahs, Yerushalmi says, either because he's not going to be able to do the kvura if he's doing mitzvahs. Or even if you have someone else who will do the kfur for him, but he should be, it's not covered for the shalmeis. So it's the same thing over here. So he has two reasons of that. One idea is that if you're going to have such a big meal on Friday, and you'll take away from getting ready for Shabbos, and therefore, according to that pshat, if you have someone to help you with the Shabbos meal, it'll be okay. Or it's just not covered Shabbos. Even if you have someone to help you, it's still not covered Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, your focus should be getting ready for Shabbos. You're involved in such a big thing, that's a bit of covered Shabbos. So those are the two pshatim in the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. And the Nafkamina is whether, if you have someone to help you, whether that would be okay or not. Okay, so that's the question of question 20, 21, 22, okay. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, we basically did 21 and 22, and we'll start around 23. So we did another, 10 the first day, another 10 today. So, and I recommend you keep, we do 10 a day. So we, as a show, we'll get there, sooner than later. Okay, so let me say hello to everybody. Good morning, Harav Roy, how are you? And good morning, Michael, and Lolo, and Akiva, good morning. And Dr. Presby and Daniel Albert, good morning, good morning. Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll and Yosef Katani, Moshe Carroll, good morning. And Yvonne Sasson, good morning. And Nathan Bauer, Avishai, good morning.
Good morning.
and Dr. Presby, and Raman Korn. Good morning, good to see you. Yisrael Carroll, Rabbi Yosef Katan, Daniel Albert, good to see you. Rabbi Meir, good to see you.
Yeah, good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Yoga Moisey. Good morning, and Yehuda Shutras, and Rav Harari, and Akiva Papers, Nathan Bauer, good morning. And Yitzchok, and Ezra Yosef Katan. Okay, I think we got everybody who's here. And of course, Jacob Silberger, and Harav Sokol, and Ezra Hagler. Good morning to you all. Okay, have a good day. Welcome.